The ASU Theater will present a classic American drama, 12 Angry Men, February 27th, tomorrow night, through March 4th of next week at the Fowler Center. I spoke with director Lisa Bone about the relevance of 12 Angry Men for today.
I think the main thing is that it really gets at the core of who we are as Americans and what we consider to be the core values of America. You know, all the way back to the Constitution, to the Declaration of Independence, you know, there are all of these references to equality and justice and liberty and freedom. And it's nice to think that we have these things established and that they sort of continue on their way. But we obviously still see today in 2015 that there are still a lot of these issues. And so, you know, the play is set in 1957, but the issues of social justice and problems within the criminal justice system, those are still incredibly relevant today. And so I think it stays a classic because of that connection to who we are at our core in society.
The 1957 cast included 12 male actors, including legendary figures like Henry Fonda and Lee J. Cobb. I asked Professor Bone about updating the cast diversity for today.
In 1957, women and actors of color played a much different role in Hollywood in general than they do now. And that's the primary reason why the cast makeup was what it was. But it was very important to me to make sure that I was extending that. And so we are still sending it, you know, 1957, 1958. And but it's I joke that it's 7 angry women and 5 angry men, but it doesn't fit on the poster.
The director and cast of 12 Angry Men collaborated with the pre-law class of Professor Hans Hocker at ASU.
It's been amazing. We started thinking about it last summer, and he teaches a judicial process class, and Dr. Laquita Saunders in history teaches a constitutional history class. And so we started talking about ways that we could bring together their students with the cast and figure out a way to collaborate on this. And so we've had a few meetings where the cast and the pre-law club members and also students in the classes over there, okay, what are the biases of each of these jurors? What are the pieces of evidence that were presented in the trial? Because that's one thing that's interesting is that it's a courtroom drama, but you never see the inside of the courtroom. All we see is the deliberation of these 12 people. And so how our personal biases influence the way that we view things, even though it's supposed to be an unbiased process.
How has the effect of presenting jury deliberations in real time been a factor in this play?
Yes, it's you know, structurally, the play is written in 3 acts, but there's no time that passes between Act 1 and Act 2 or Act 2 and Act 3. It was just written structurally that way. And so that was one of the first things I looked at was why in the world, you know, I don't want to take an intermission. I feel like if we take an intermission, we're going to cut off that great energy that gets built. It's a roller coaster ride. It's, you know, there's that snowball effect. And it's the show is running around 75, 80 minutes. So make sure you visit the restrooms before you go in. But we felt like, yeah, you know what? We want to keep that energy going. And so it's really exciting. And it helps with that idea of keeping people on the edge of their seats.
Lisa Bone, Assistant Professor of Theater, Director of 12 Angry Men, thank you for coming by KASU and giving us a real feel for what this play is about.
Thank you, Mike.